This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook spoke to reporters.
Early indications are that Iraqi forces have met their objectives so far and that they are ahead of schedule for this first day. This is going according to the Iraqi plan, but again, it's early and the enemy gets a vote here.
The operation in the Mosul area involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from a U.S.-led coalition. U.S. officials have described the mission as a decisive moment in the campaign against the Islamic State group. The United Nations is bracing, meanwhile, for a big humanitarian challenge as 1 million civilians could try to flee the fighting in Mosul. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grande, spoke to reporters from Baghdad.
Our concern is that civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We understand that there's extensive contamination by explosive hazards. We're very worried about snipers.
The UN Iraq humanitarian operation is said to be underfunded. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said the Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th for the free passage of civilians, evacuation of the sick and wounded, and the withdrawal of fighters. This is VOA News. A retired U.S. Marine general who was at one time the nation's second highest-ranking military officer pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he lied to investigators probing the leak of classified information. General James Cartwright, a retired four-star general, is a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Investigators wanted to know if he was the source of the leak to journalists about a computer virus the U.S. and Israel used to disrupt Iran's nuclear program. Cartwright has agreed to serve a 6-month sentence. Australia's treatment of asylum seekers amounts to torture under international law, according to a new report by the human rights group Amnesty International. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In strikingly direct terms, Amnesty International accuses Australia of deliberately inflicting suffering on refugees. Audrey Gogran is head of global issues at the organisation.
Essentially, they've chosen to treat women, men and children with unspeakable cruelty.
The group says many refugees have mental health problems, adding it has documented cases of self-harm and suicide. Australia says its tough policies are vital to halt people smuggling. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the U.S. election is rigged against him. Trailing in the polls 3 weeks ahead of the November 8th election, Trump disparaged what he called the dishonest and distorted national news media that he says is promoting Clinton's candidacy. He's talking, of course, about Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. He complained about the way the media is covering the story, about a group of women who accuse him of making unwanted sexual advances. A new survey by the political website Politico and the polling company Morning Consult shows many Americans are skeptical about the integrity of the election, with 41% of voters believing it could be stolen from Trump. The group WikiLeaks, which has gained notoriety for leaking government and corporate secrets, claimed Monday that the internet link of its fugitive founder, Julian Assange, has been intentionally severed by a state party. Writing on Twitter, WikiLeaks said it had activated appropriate contingency plans for Assange, who has remained holed up in Ecuador's London embassy since 2012, to avoid arrest. A spokesman says the cutoff of recent links the cutoff of recent revelations by WikiLeaks about U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. U.S. government officials are denying that the U.S. State Department colluded with a Federal Bureau of Investigation to change the classification of a Hillary Clinton email concerning the 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.